computer. Allahu Akbar. And then I can kick this Kutuf Academy guy out. Yay. All right. Walillahi alhamd. We're good to go. That's all right. Alhamdulillah. Now we're good to go. Okay. Laqad is two harfs. La and qad. Okay. Both of these harfs are for emphasis, but with a small difference. Okay. What does the word la means? The word la means surely I swear. Okay. But this is not a harf of oath, FYI. Okay. This is not the harf of oath like wa and ta and, you know, ba. It's not that. Okay. The I swear part. The I swear part is called in Arabic mahdhuf. What is it called? Mahdhuf. This is a tricky word. It means dropped. It's dropped or omitted. Actually, I like omitted better. It's omitted from the writing, but included in the meaning. Okay? It's not very, like, it's kind of analogous to is, right? How the is we put in brackets is implied and whatnot. I swear part is there, it's just omitted from the writing. Why is that? That's literally how the language is. Okay, I don't have any control of that. That's how the language is. And there's other examples of this in the Quran, another other ayat that allude to this. For example, there's a very famous ayah that you might know. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. This la is that. I swear, surely I swear, or surely we swear, we will test you. La uqsimu, Sister Solange, I have to check. I believe there is some difference. There is some difference because here this is a harf with the meaning that is like there, but the writing of it is omitted. The other case, it's written in writing. There is like a difference. I don't recall the top of my head. The question was about la uqsimu. That's I would have to look that up to give you a better answer. Okay, but that's la. Okay, people, what's the remaining? Qad, right? What qad is remaining? Correct? Again, people are like, is he trying to trick us? Let's not say anything. Or maybe the question was not very clear. La qad, we spoke about la, and the qad means for sure or surely. Okay? Now, that right there is how many emphases? La qad, how many emphases is that? That's two emphases, right? And they're two different type of emphasis, isn't it? One is an oath, I swear, surely I swear. And the second one is for sure. Okay, that's why I feel just calling it certainly or for sure is like shortchanging it, because it's like double emphasis, and one emphasis is different. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath, and the other one is he's saying for sure. The other interesting thing is its usage, like its grammatical usage, which would be qad. Qad and la only, they only, they only come before a fi'l. They only come before a fi'l. They don't come, this particular type of la does not come before an ism. This particular, this qad, for example, or any qad, does not come before an ism. It only comes before a fi'l. So it's actually, when you see laqad, you know immediately that the next word is going to be what? The next word is going to be a fi'l. You know that right away. That's the rule. That's the rule. Okay? So let us split the view for a sec and scroll down to the idea here. The meaning is la, I swear, qad, for sure, laqad, I swear, for sure, only comes before a fi'l, only emphasizes, right? Only comes before a fi'l, only emphasizes a fi'l. Make sense, people? Now, let's try the translation. Wa laqad, we said wa means and. Laqad means I swear, right? People, are you with me? For sure, I swear. La qad. Is that part okay, people? Like, I don't want it to be like. Should I swear be in brackets? It's a very good question. Let me fix my screen here a little bit. Oh boy. There. Should I swear be in bracket as if it's like, because it is, I think it's fine. Yeah, we can put it in bracket. For sure, I swear, we can put it in brackets. No problem. Okay. Walaqad. Next word is what? Zayyanna. Fi'l. Zayyanna. What does zayyanna mean?
Zayyanna. Zayyanna.
It means we have beautified. We have beautified. Zayyanna. This is a fi'l. Who is the actor of this fi'l? Who is the actor of the fi'l? The actor of the fi'l is the pronoun we. The actor of the fi'l is the pronoun we. And this pronoun we is referring to, as Sister Maryam is saying correctly, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, make sense? We have beautified. Zayyanna. Remember, for a fail, we always have an actor. Always. Right? That was something that is unique. It has a tense, beautified past tense. Has an actor. We. That's the one that's there. As-sama. As-sama is an ism fail or a harf. It's the ism. Very good. As-sama. It's the ism. What does as-sama mean? Any idea? As-sama'a means, let's look it up. It says the heaven.
As-sama'a.
Sister Bridget is saying skies. Samawat, sab'a samawat. We saw that before, right? Like if you remember, we saw in this very surah, the word sab'a samawat, seven skies. Remember that? Yes or no? And at that point, you might remember, we looked up the meaning of the word heaven in English and realized that heaven in English actually refers to the sky, right? Do you remember that? People, yes or no? Okay. So, Zayyanna, we have beautified the sky, As-sama, Ad-dunya, what does Ad-dunya mean? Ad-dunya. The world, the earth, those are correct answers. The earth, very good.
Ad-dunya.
Ad-dunya actually means, in this context, nearest. What does it mean? Nearest. Is it the nearest or just nearest? Ad-dunya. Lowest as well. Is it going to be da or no da? Look at ad-dunya, right? Does it have al? Right? So this is an ism, has an al, right? And you were translated as the nearest. Okay. I'll explain to you in a minute why this is the case and why I'm asking you this. Ad-dunya. Lowest as well is a good transition, but I'm just taking the one that's there in the Quran.com. The sky, the nearest. What does this actually mean? We have beautified the what? The nearest sky. The nearest sky. Nearest to us. Make sense? The reason why I made you do that, write it out as the sky, the nearest, is this is how adjectives work in Arabic. Okay? You see how this is an adjective. It's describing the sky, right? The nearest sky. But in Arabic, it's written as the sky, the nearest. We'll talk about it on next week, but I wanted to at least bring it to your attention. Because when we talk about it, inshallah, I hope that you'll remember this example. Okay? The nearest sky. Dunya, as many of you also said, means the earth or the world. And that's correct. The Rabbana Atina fid dunya hasana. Allah says in the Quran, give us the best in this life and the best in the next life. So the word dunya is used in that context as well. But the word dunya linguistically refers to something that is closest. Okay? Close, closer, closest. Ad-dunya is closest or nearest. Okay? So that is why it's used here in the context of being the nearest or the closest. And if you think about it, the world is the nearest or the closest to us because we live on it, right? Correct? Yes or no? And it's like right there, like literally under our feet. The other thing also that's kind of like an interesting point to think about is that the dunya is lowly. Like it's the nearest, it's the lowest. That's not a very aspiring goal. That's not a very befitting goal for a believer. The believer should have higher goals, right? Make sense, people? All right. Are you with me so far? All right. Tell me what is bi masabiha. B is what? B is a? Is a harf. Excellent. Can we say harf jar? It is in fact a harf of jar. What does the word B mean here? The harf of jar B means with. In this context, it means with. Like I mentioned before, as you'll see quite soon, harf jar are fluid in meaning. Okay. Here the word B means for. Here the word B means, excuse me, with. Okay. The nearest sky with B. The next word is what? Masabiha. It is an ism majrur. If you have a harf jar, right after it is what? Ism majrur. The whole word is masabiha. Right there. That's the word. Masabiha. What does the word masabiha mean? What does the word masabiha mean? It means
bimasabiha.
Lamps. It means what? Lamps. Okay. Masabiha. Now, do you notice something that should trouble you? It's not majrur. All right. I'm glad you noticed that. Because our rule is harf jar. Did anybody else notice that? Yeah. Ha is a fatha. Okay. We're going to talk about this in these two parts. Okay. Let's finish the translation. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back and talk about it here. Is that okay? Okay. As I had mentioned to you folks, the Quran study is going to open up some questions for us. Questions that haven't been answered before, haven't been addressed before. And I'm going to try my best to address them. And once I address them here, I'm going to again cover it as a concept in the class again. And a concept that we've covered in class, I'm going to try to reinforce through the tutorial, through the Quran study. Okay, so it's like a cyclical or iterative process, right? Like we're going to like go a little bit round and round. Okay, it's not going to be linear. It's not going to be like I'll cover topics A to H and then show you examples of them. Okay, because they're so interrelated. So this is one example where the topic comes up in the tutorial first. We'll talk about it in the tutorial first, and then we'll talk about it in the class again from scratch. Okay? Are you okay with that? I find it to work really well because Quran study is like it's like a break from routine, right? Okay, let's try. Masabih with lamps. Wa means what? Wa means and. I think that's easy. Wa. Wa. And. جعلناها. Wa of course is a harf. Wa is again a harf. جعلناها. Let's take جعلناها.
وجعلناها.
We made them. Is this an ism, fi'l, or a harf? It is a... It's a fi'l. Is there also maybe an ism there?
وَجَعَلْنَاهَا.
Possibly. What we will say, in fact, is... This part, جَعَلْنَا, we will consider it to be a fi'l. This fi'l always has a actor, right? Yes or no? That means ja'alna means we made. Ja'alna. Then I have the meaning or the word them. Them, which is in this case, ha. It is ha. That we will characterize as what? As an ism. As an ism. As a pronoun. This is a type of pronoun we have not studied yet. Okay? That's what we're studying, inshallah, on Monday. But here it is. Okay? Inshallah, when it comes on Monday, I hope that it's not too scary. We have made them, or we made them. Rujuman. Rujuman. Ism, fi'al, or harf. Rujuman is ism because of the tanween. Thank you, Sister Nadia and Sister Samar. Very good. Okay. Rujuman. What does the word rujuman mean? Rujuman means...
Rujuman.
What does it say? Missiles. Alright. Let us look up something, shall we? Shall we look it up? Let's open up the Arabic English Quranic Usage Dictionary. Okay, I'm going to actually clear the annotations and come back to that, because it's going to be too annoying. Page number 623, okay. Rujum, where is Rakam Alibata, Thajim, Ha, Kha, Dal, Dal, Ra, Dal, Dal, Ra. Comes before Ayn, right? Okay, all right, yay. Let's go up. I don't know my Arabic alphabets that well, the letters. So I'm always like, you know, trying to remind myself of it. Even the English ones, I'm always like saying A, B, C, D, F, D. I guess I have a problem in knowing the orders of these. I'm looking for Ra. Okay. Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, Kha, Dal, Dal, Ra. After Dal. Okay. Let's go up more, 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 more. Oh, there's Ra. I'm looking for the next letter is Jim. Unfortunately, this dictionary, we don't have an easy way. So we have to kind of like scroll through it. You have to scroll through it, brother Uncle Ali. There's no other way. This one, the search doesn't work. I've tried it. But now we found it. Oh, Sister Solange is away. Oh boy, what is that? All right, as Sister Solange just explained that, let us read what it says. RJM, Rajam. Oh, okay. You have to show that to Mr. Solange because I don't get fully, but my interest is piqued. Stones. The stone, to kill by stoning, to heap up stones, to heap abuse, to curse, to drive out, to expel, to doubt, conjecture, boycotting, shooting stars, to gauge the level of water in a well. Many, many interesting different meanings. Of this root, five forms occur 14 times in the Quran. Rajama, fa'al, five times. Rajmun, once, the ism. Rujum, once, ism. Rajim, six times, ism. Marjumun, ism, once. Okay, Rajama, family one. Yarjumu, this is the U that explains to us that R2 is going to have a Dhamma present tense. Means to stone. إِن يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ If they discover you, they will stone you. This is talking from Surah Kahf. It's talking about the youth of the cave who were telling each other, talking amongst themselves, saying, if they find you, they will stone you to death, essentially. Okay, Rajmun, this is an ism, the act of stoning. As you can see, this would be the master of Rajama, right? To stone, the master is stoning. Rajman bil ghaib, conjecturing, guessing in the dark, guessing at what is being kept hidden, literally throwing stones without seeing blindly. Rujum, plural of rajum, materials for stoning, rocks, projectiles, missiles. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ And he made them, the stars, rocks for stoning the devils. You see where that meaning comes from? Missiles? Because I think perhaps you would have been confused why the word rujum is used for missiles. Right? Do you see where that comes from now? It's like they're materials for stoning. Stoning for the purpose of keeping away. Right? Stoning for the purpose of keeping away. The shayateen are part of, you know, generally the unseen. Yes or no? Some of them are like, you know, they come as like devils and whatnot and interact with people, but largely they remain in the unseen. Likewise, these waja'allaha, the stars as materials for stoning, this is also part of the unseen. Even though it's referencing something that's physical like a star and something physical like the sky, but the act happens like something on the level of the unseen. But I wanted for you to at least understand where this comes from. Stone, materials for stoning, rocks, projectiles, missiles, comes from the word to throw, to stone. Okay? Do you get it, people? Also, you might know, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Stoned, cast out. حفظناها من كل شيطان الرجيم. Guarded it from every outcast devil. Satan the outcast, the stoned. Make sense, people? As missiles, is that what it says? What did I miss? Either, okay. Rujuman. Rujuman. Missiles. Lishayateen. Okay, let's get back to this. Lishayateen. How many words do I have here? I have two words. Allahu Akbar. What's my first word? First word is li. Excellent. I'm glad you said that. What's my second word? Is it shayateen or is it ash-shayateen with the al? What is it, people? What do you think? It is, in fact, الشياطين with the al. It is الشياطين with the al. Li is what? Li is a harf of jar. Yay. Right? This is harf of jar. Meaning four. Right? Alhamdu lillahi. Right? Praise is for Allah. Shayatini is my ism majur. Is it majur? Is it? Yay, alhamdulillah. Everything else is okay. All right. What is the translation of lish shayatini? Rujuman li for. Correct? Tell me, people. Li means for. Okay. Oh, it doesn't match the plural pattern. You're correct, Sister Summer. We've only studied a few plural patterns. We've not studied all of them. Okay? This is one of the patterns that we have not studied. Shayateen. What does that mean?
لِلشَّيَاطِينِ
For the devils. The devils. Okay, let's talk about this. What's the problem with devils? Okay, let's talk about li followed by harf jar and ism majur. Okay, this is what happened here. Okay, you have li followed by what? Followed by ash-shayateen. Let me actually get something here. Let me get a hamzatul wasl. الشياطيني. This is not written like this. Or this rather, let me write it the way it's written. It's written like this. You notice what happened when you write it like that? What gets dropped? The lam, if you look closely, is still there. It's not pronounced, right? The lam is not pronounced, correct? And that's not pronounced because of like, it's huruf shamsiya and qamariya. But what gets dropped is Hamzatul Wasl. Okay? If I was to say, Li How would I write this? Just like type it in English, it's okay. Right? I'll write it as Lil Muslim. Yes or no? Lil Muslimi. Does that make sense? So the way Harf Jar Li comes, followed by an Ism Majroor that has an Al. That is the you know, like this is the part when it's the way it's written, the Hamzatul Wasl gets dropped. So when you see it, you have to know this is the, like there's an Al here, even though you don't see the Hamzatul Wasl. Is that okay, people? Make sense? Hujum al-shayateen. Okay. What does the ayah say? The ayah says, we have made the sky, or we have beautified the sky, or we have beautified the nearest sky with lamps. and have made them, these lamps, as missiles for the devils. All right? Wa. What does wa mean, people? Wa means and. Wa. Right there. It says harf. A'tadina. A'tadina. A'tadina.
Wa'a'tadina.
We have prepared. We have prepared. What is this? Is a'tadina ism fi'l or harf? This is a fi'l. Well done. Is the harf waw a connector? It's not the connector of isms like we have discussed, right? Because after it, it's a fi'l. Right? And we had discussed in this part that the harf of connector is going to connect the isms. The first ism, connector, second ism. Make sense? All right. Returning to our discussion. Wa and. We, a'tadina means what? We have prepared. We have prepared. What's the tense of this fi'l? It's what, folks? What's the tense of the fi'l? Past, present, future. A'tadina. Past, right? We have prepared. And who is the actor? The pronoun. Give me the pronoun. We. Okay, good. We have. We have, and that we is referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So that's, I think, okay. Lahum. Okay, what does it say? What does it say about lahum?
Lahum. Lahum.
Do you see what it says?
Lahum.
What does it say, people? Tell me. I know it's on the screen, but please type it. Please. For them. What does the word... What is the word used for? What's the word that's used for? That. Excellent. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay. I'm glad you noticed that. Okay. Let's translate. Lahum, for them. Lahum. Okay. Now, here is the part that's quite interesting. Are you ready? This is something we're going to do on Monday again. Don't you worry. But we're going to do this because what? It comes in our Quran study. When I was thinking of a surah to do, by the way, the reason why I selected Surah Mulk is because Surah Mulk has, like Subhan Qadar Allah, has nice examples that like synchronize a little bit with our topics. Not 100% synchronized. It's not like, well, like 100% synchronization would be like I teach the topic the week and then the ayah next one is like talking about that topic. The Quran is not like a grammar like exercise book or something, right? But this one has like a lot of those like pretty well in sync. So here is the situation that we find ourselves to be in. We have la home. Sorry. Meaning for them. Okay? And we know the word for is li. Okay. What happens is when the word li comes before a pronoun. Or in other words, when a pronoun is attached to the word li. Okay, I'll say it two different ways. What happens? The word li turns into what? Into la. Turn to la. At this point, you might be like, you know, like I remember like when I used to play at the playground and someone's like making up random rules, just like throw the ball and on the like over the fence and you just walk away. It's like you get the ball, we're leaving. Right? Someone's making up random rules or breaking too many rules and then saying, oh, well, that's actually the rule. Right? What you would do is that you just take the ball from the person's hand and just toss it over the fence and you walk home. You might be feeling that way. It's like these rules keep changing. What is happening? Well, it's not like the rules are not changing. Inshallah, the rules are still the same. What we're seeing is the layers of the onion peel, right? So we've talked about the first layer of the concept. And on top of that, there's like a little complexity. And all of that is a little complexity that comes afterwards. Now we're exploring those complexities. We will do that again on Monday when we speak about pronouns that are attached. Okay? Because right now on Thursday, we covered what type of pronouns. Remember? We call them standalone pronouns, right? Those pronouns are words by themselves. Like the word huwa, right? Huwa is a word by itself, right? Whereas the word hum, you see the lam is attached to hum. You see how it's written like that? It's attached to it. So this is what we will call on Monday an attached pronoun. A pronoun that is, you know, at the end of a word. It's attached to a word. Similar to this one, ja'alnaha, right? Remember this? We had labeled this one as a ism, right? We've labeled this as an ism. So it's this is attached pronouns that are coming on Monday. Don't you worry. But for now, because we're studying this surah, we have to still learn the following point, which is when the word li comes before a pronoun, the word li turns into la. In other words, when a pronoun is attached to the word li turns into la. Is it still the same word? Is it still the same harf jar that means for? Is it, people? The answer actually is yes. The answer is yes, it means for them. Okay? If you get this wrong, actually, I'm glad that you answered and you got it wrong because now you will not forget. Remember Sibawayh's example? I think I should told you Sibawayh's example, right? He made one grammar mistake in Hadith class. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to learn all of grammar so that I make no mistake again. Okay? Meaning the same, but grammatically not harf jar. No, grammatically harf jar as well. It is grammatically harf of jar as well. How is hum majroor? We'll see on Monday. Okay? How is hum majroor? Monday, inshallah. Is that okay? But right now, please check this out. Lahum means for them. Lishayatini, right? Lishayatini means Means what? For the devils. Right? For the devils. It's referring to the same thing, huh? It's referring to the same ism. The attached pronoun gives the lam the fatha. Correct. That's a good way of understanding it. When the pronoun is attached to the word li, it becomes la. Make sense? So let's try. La is what? Harf of jar. And the hum is what? Ism majrur. That's awesome. MashaAllah. How is it ism majrur? Monday, inshallah, if you don't mind. Okay? Are you with me, people? فَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ. What does the word عَذَابَ mean? What does the word عَذَابَ mean? Any ideas? Guess.
عَذَابَ.
Punishment, right? عَذَابَ means punishment. Okay. Punishment. عَذَابَ. As-sa'iri is what?
As-sa'ir. As-sa'ir.
The blaze, right? The blaze, that's one of the names of the fire of hell. Sa'iri. I.e., what's missing here, people? Punishment of, thank you. Punishment of the blaze. Right? Why is that? Well, you look at Adaba, and Adaba does not have a tanween. Adaba does not have what? Al. Is As-Sa'idi majroor? As-Sa'idi is majroor. So what do we have, people? We have Mudaf and Mudaf ilayhi. Awesome. MashaAllah. Thank you very much. This is Mudaf. And this is Mudaf ilayhi. And we have made for them. Prepared for them. Prepared for the devils. The punishment. In fact, let's read the punishment. Of the blaze. Why am I saying the punishment? Why is it the punishment? Adhaba. Why am I making it the? Because its type is determined by mudaf ilayhi. As-sa'idi is definite. So mudaf will be definite. And that's why we say the punishment of the blaze. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi are always isms, absolutely. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi are always isms. All right? Make sense of people? Let's listen to the translation, or let's listen to the recitation of this, and then, inshallah, we will embark upon something that will make you think. I think some of you are like, I don't like the sound of that. I'll cry. Why did we put da for the punishment? Because adaba is mudaf, as-sa'idi is mudaf ilayhi, right? You see that? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Adaba is its type is determined by as-sa'idi. As-sa'idi is definite, so adaba would be definite. Okay. That's the idea. All right, let's listen, inshallah. Maybe today we should enlist our favorite.
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ.
Alhamdulillah. All right. So that is the ayah that we just covered. Okay, people? Now, I'm going to end on with a blast, with a bang. Tanween or the lack of it. Tanween or the lack of it. We covered this, you know, previously in some detail, right? Let's say the following things about it. An ism has to have a tanween by default. Like, it has to have it. Okay? If you do not see a tanween on an ism, it can be one of three reasons. One of three reasons. All right. Reason number one. So Sister Nadia has reason number two. MashaAllah. Reason number one is quite straightforward. Al, mashallah, Sister Saliha, barakallahu fiki. It has an al. For example, what? Let's say the word Rasulun would be what? Ar Rasulu. Okay. Number two, Sister Nadia has mentioned already, it is mudaf. For example, Rasulun again. If I was to say the Messenger of Allah, I would say I would say Rasulullah. Right? Rasulullah. Are these two so far okay? Familiar territory? Alhamdulillah, that's very good. Third reason we have not seen yet. Third reason we will say it is a word like, let's make it more catchy. Words like, from the ayah, can you guess which word I'm referring to? Can you guess which ism I'm referring to? I'm referring to masabiha. Referring to masabiha. Words like masabiha. Masabiha. Does masabiha have tanween? Does it? It has no tanween. Great. Okay. Excluded from this list are, we're going to exclude some things, pronouns. Because they are always what? Close. مرفوع not necessarily, they're always definite, right? I mean, al is, this is, tanween is really for something that's not, like you can't, like it's not definite. You have to make, put al to make it definite. So, al-rasulu. Or make it mudaf to something that's definite. Rasulullahi. Okay? But pronouns are always definite. So you can just exclude them from the list. This conversation doesn't even apply to them. Make sense? You can also say because they don't have root letters, right? You also say that because they have also root letters. Proper nouns as well, sure, right? Proper nouns, they have a tanween, it's a proper noun, right? It doesn't really, pronouns, let's actually, pronouns, and let's put proper nouns. Why not? Proper nouns, for example, Muhammadun. I mean, it's always definite. Excluded from this conversation. Something else is excluded from this conversation is pairs. For example, what? Something like Rasulani. Or Muslimani. Muslimaini. Why? Because they have a noon in place of a tanween. Remember that? When we were doing this in the text in earlier on, many years ago. When we were doing this, remember we were talking about definite, indefinite, or we were referring to things as al and tanween. Al and tanween. Remember we had our table like that, al tanween. And then we said, you know what, tanween, we can't call it anymore. We're going to scratch this out because the pair cannot take a tanween. So we must remove that from the table and use indefinite instead. Right? So this part, the pairs are really excluded from this list because they already have a noon. They don't really need a tanween. So it's not included. And as Sister Nadia has pointed out, plural, but what type of plural? Masculine plurals, right? So yes, pairs can be indefinite, right? You have Muslimani, right? Feminine as well. So this is definite, indefinite, doesn't matter, okay? But can't take tanween. Masculine plurals, that's the una and the ina. Una and ina. Pairs for both masculine and feminine pairs, by the way. Masculine and feminine pairs. So let me put like an example of a feminine pair here. Muslimataini, for example. Muslimataini. You with me, people? All right. Masculine plurals. Masculine plurals, for example. Muslimina. Okay. Muslimuna, Muslimina, again, because they have a noon in place of a tanween. Yes or no? The masculine and feminine pairs are excluded. The masculine plurals are excluded. But the feminine plural is not excluded because, as you have correctly pointed out, the feminine plurals do have a tanween. Right? The feminine plurals do have a tanween when they're indefinite. So they will be included in the list. All right? Yes or no? This is our first concept. Whenever we see an ism and we're like, hey, what's up with this? Where does the tanween? It's one of these three reasons. There's like a few like smaller, less important reasons, maybe like one more that we'll add like later. But these are the three, like 99.9% of the time. Okay? We will. Don't worry, sister, without inshallah. We're coming to it. Let's look at this. As-sama. As-sama, which one is this? As-sama has the al, right? No tanween. Okay. Masabiha, which one is that? Clearly, number three. Rujuman, tanween. Yay, no worries. Right? We're looking for lack of tanween. Lishayatini, lack of tanween. Which one? Al, number one, right? It has al. No, look, it has al. Lishayatini has al, right? Yes or no? Bibal, tell me. It does. Yay. Adaba. Number two, mudaf. No tanween? Oh, well, because it's mudaf. As-sa'idi. No tanween? Well, because it has an al. Right? Yes or no? What about huwa? Except, excluded. Pronoun, excluded. We don't care about it in this conversation. Does that make sense, people? Now, what about words like masabih? Let us talk about that in the 1 minute that we have. Quickly. These words do not take a tanween. Okay? In Arabic grammar books, this is called mamnu' min as-sarf, banned from tanween. If you live in an Arabic, if you ever lived in an Arab country, or you visited like Saudi Arabia for Hajj or Umrah, sometimes you would see the word mamnu', mamnu' al-dukhul, your banned entry, right? Or it would say mamnu' al-wuquf. Can't stand here. That's for cars, right? You can't park your car here. Mamnu' min as-sarf, banned from tanween. What is this? Okay, a word that can take tanween will have a. Oh, sorry. A word that can take a tanween will have dhamma for marfu', correct, fatha for mansub, and what, kasra for majroor. For example, Rasulun. Rasul. What? Rasulan. We're gonna end, inshallah, just as soon as I finish this, please. Just give me 1 minute, please. Maybe give me 2 minutes and we'll end, inshallah. I'm sorry for keeping you a little bit later today. I won't keep you 15 minutes, okay? Just give me a couple of minutes. I have like 4 more sentences, okay? Rasulin. Make sense? Dhamma marfu' rasulun. Fatha for mansub. Kasra for majroor. That's a word that can take tanween. Okay? A word that cannot take tanween. This is the one that's banned from tanween. Banned from tanween will only have dhamma for marfu' and fatha for mansub. And can you guess? And majroor. No kasra. Speaking of kasra. For example, masabi hu. I'm not putting a tanween, right? Because it's banned from tanween, correct? Masabi ha. Okay, can you stop? Masa bi masabi ha. All right, that is words like masabi. No kasra when it is majroor. Okay, move, stop. No kasra when it is majroor. Only dhamma and fatha. These are the words that have this property. Okay, stop. Stop. Go. Asya, go. Right now, go. Okay. Stop looking at yourself. A word that cannot take tanween, banned from tanween, will have dhamma when it is marfu'. Hold on. Asya. Now you heard my stern voice as well. Sorry. A word that cannot take tanween. Let's start again. Banned from tanween will only have dhamma and a fatha. No kasra. Masabihu, masabiha, masabiha. It is majroor even though it has a fatha. Okay, and why this word can't take kasra? All right, I'll show you something. When we were studying this in our grammar books in Egypt, so there's like a chart that we have of why, what are the reasons why there's like, why you can't have a, like, kasra. You see? That's literally the reason. There's like a long list. It's almost like a flow chart. Okay? That's a very complicated way of like, I think memorizing it or trying to understand it. There are reasons for it. Okay? The reasons are, for example, it's like a certain type of plural, a very specific type of plural. Another reason could be that it is a word, it is a name of a person that is it's a non-Arabic origin name. Okay? It's a non-Arab origin name. Okay, can you think of a name of a person who's non-Arab, or the origin of it is non-Arab? Sister Solange, for sure. Yes. Uh, from the Quran. Okay, William, yes. Ibrahim, yes, yes. Look at this ayah. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. You see that? إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Ibrahim doesn't have tanween, right? Yes or no? Does it have tanween, Ibrahim? No tanween. Let's look at the reasons. Does it have al? No al. Is it mudaf? It's a proper noun, no, sure. Okay. It's mudaf. It's not, you know, mudaf. It's a word like masabih. It's a word like masabih in the sense that it, when it is majroor, it has a fatha. It's majroor, but it has a Fatha, Ibrahima. Okay, let's look at another example. This is one example, but another one will come up in the next tutorial. Azabu Jahannama. You see that? Azabu Jahannama. The punishment of Jahannam. Jahannama, not Jahannami. Well, why is it not Jahannami? It doesn't have tanween, right? Jahannama doesn't have tanween? No. Not a proper noun. No. Is it al? No al. Is it mudaf? Is it mudaf? Jahannam is not. Mudaf ilayhi, in fact. Right? Then it is this the reason, number three. If it's not one and two, it ends up being words like masabiha. Okay? That's how we're gonna process it. If it's not one or two, it'll be three. And when it's words like masabih, it will not take what? Not tanween. And when it has, and it will not take a kasra. It will not take a kasra when it is majroor. Okay, that is, you know, that. Now listen, this is going to be a topic of a lesson later on. Okay, and I'd like to keep that discussion for that point, inshallah, if you don't mind. Let us stop here. I'm going to come back to this example in the next tutorial when you come to Adhabu Jahannam. Okay? And this is going to be the last thing that we do in semester one. The word like masabi. And then we'll define it and give better examples, inshallah. Sounds good? Okay, inshallah. Semester is ending on December 23rd. That's the extra class because we had the one day that I was sick. The 23rd will be the last class, the Monday. Okay, you'll have one, 2 weeks, and then one more day on the 23rd. And the next semester's date, I will, inshallah ta'ala, send you in the next email that is coming up, along with the project as well, inshallah. I will send you the details of the project as well. Okay? Project is coming up in the email tomorrow to you all, inshallah. Don't you worry. Along with its, suggested due date. I will call it suggested because I don't want to stress you out. And then the new semester date. When the email comes with the new semester dates, it has all, it will make sense, inshallah. Okay? Your break won't be much of a break because you'll be doing your project, inshallah, in it. Okay. No, hopefully you can do it before that and you can have some time to, catch up and whatnot. Yes, exactly. Don't worry. Bismillah ta'ala. We'll build that in. Please wait for the email tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. Jazakumullahu khairan. We'll end with this for now. And I'll see you all on Monday. Keep an eye out for the email that is coming up, inshallah, this the tomorrow, inshallah, this weekend. And my apologies again for the delay. Thank you for your patience. And thank you, Sister Solange, for covering. Barakallahu feekum. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.